الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله that Allah سبحانه وتعالى created us Muslims and made us from the Ummah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That He didn't make us from other Ummahs, but He made us from Ummah Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. After 12 days or 13 days, the month of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of his birthday, is coming. And might be the first day, might be Friday or Saturday, where this whole universe was decorated for that event. There is a principle in Islamic jurisprudence says, من أحب شيئا أكثر من ذكره. If you love something, you always talk about it and bring it out. And when you don't like something, you try to hide it. Is that? And if we look at this world, for many, many years, 1,000 years or more, people used to remember someone that they loved so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I love that one. And Allah ordered His angels to remember that one because Allah loved that one. And He wrote that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Means, when you love someone, you always keep mentioning that person. What do you think about the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He is ordering His angels that me and you, we have to make salah on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means we have to praise Him. Oh Muslim, if I am Allah the Creator, praising my Prophet, you, what you have to do? At least imitate the way that I am addressing my angels and I'm ordering you to make salam and praising on my beloved servant, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Now, if you go to a mosque, you can identify if they love or they don't love. Simply by seeing something written like that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةَ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, it shows that this man should love to remember Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah ordered, and to be with Prophet, dunya and akhirah. If you look there, you see Masjid House to Arba, inheritor of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is up because he is a way for us to reach Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. If you go to another mosque, You don't see this. You see empty words. And if you see what they write, the books of Muhammad and Abdul Wahab. So they are lovers of Muhammad and Abdul Wahab. We are lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let them love whom they will. We love whom we want. Is that better? Because people are not understanding. People, they are, when they become arrogant, they cannot see except themselves. They don't see anymore the level of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Means Allah is going to give you until you will be pleased. After that, there is no description of how much Allah is going to give. Because He said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ. He's going to give you until you are satisfied. Say, what Prophet, what he wants to be satisfied? He wants dunya or he wants akhirah? He doesn't want dunya. He was putting a stone on his stomach in order not to feel the hunger. 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, 4 days, there is no food. One time he came to Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra alayha Ridwan alayha salam with a sahabi, and he said, Ya Fatima, give us food. She said, Oh my father, since yesterday I don't have anything at all. He said, Never mind. 3 days I didn't eat anything also. It's not coming for dunya. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming for Akhirah. If he's coming for Akhirah, Allah said, وَلَسَوْفَ يَعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah is going to give you till you are happy. What Allah said, إِنَّا أَعْتَيْنَاكَ كَوْثَرَ. We gave you the abundance. We gave you with no restriction. We gave you with no limit. Kawthar comes from Arabic kathir, from too much. Allah gave, He is describing to His Prophet that I gave you inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you with no bounty, no limit. Abundance. And what He said? He said, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ. أَعْطَيْنَاكَ is a past tense, not a present tense. When He gave him, when you give someone, he has to receive. You give, someone gives, someone takes. Allah said, I gave. Means there was a presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Allah gave.
Allah to be, Allah to be, Allah to be, Allah
to be. He said, "Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you with no limit. A what with no limit? Dunya? That's the limit. Akhirah, that is a limit. What Allah gave? There is hadith of Sayyidina Jabir when he asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what Allah created first. And I explained that hadith in detail in an upcoming book, inshallah, coming soon. It's an long hadith. It's not only this. We take one part of it. Usually we take one part of it and we explain it, but it is a long hadith. He said, I create it first, you will like it. What Allah creates first is the life of Muhammad. But the continuation of the hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that light, He divided it into four different divisions. Before He divided that light into four different divisions, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put my light in Bahrul Qudra. He said, Ja'ala nuri yadur fi Bahrul Qudra. He made my light to, what you say, yadur, to circulate in the ocean of power. Ocean of power is Bahrul Qudra, is from which Allah created the creation. And created everything. Ma siwa Allah. Anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being created from the attribute of Al-Qadr, from that ocean. Only one attribute, Allah created everything. He said, Allah put that light into the ocean, and that light was dormant. Yadur, when encircling, circumambulating. When something still quickly, what it generates? Energy, electricity. No? When something quickly turning, it generates what? Energy. And as it generates energy and still turning, it generates energy and still turning, it generates energy and still turning, what will happen? At one point it's going to explode. That is the Big Bang. From the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Big Bang, the theory of these scientists, that they cannot explain it more than that. The hadith explained it. From that explosion, and still his life is burning in Bahrul Qudra till today. Nevertheless, that turning. He said, from one fourth of that light, Allah created this universe and the human being, creation. One fourth. It's a long hadith. We are not going to go into detail in that. Allah said, He gave, إِنَّ عَطَيْنَكَ الْكَوْثَرَ. We have given you with no restriction, no limit. Is it Big Bang? There is no limit. It's still evolving, it's still coming more and more. In every second, from that light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His attribute of Al-Qadir Al-Muqtadir, He is creating from the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more. So, وَلَسَوْفَ يَعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْبَى. Allah is going to give until you are happy. Cannot hear, this mind cannot understand. It's not easy. That's why you cannot describe Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to human beings. Although he is a human being, but there is a huge difference that you cannot understand. No one understands Prophet except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, إِلَّا عَطَيْنَكَ الْكَوْثَرَ. I gave you the what I gave you from the past, from that time of the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from His light to create the light of Muhammad and keep it turning. From that I gave you that abundance. What do you have to do, Ya Muhammad? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. What I want is pray to your Lord. Is not? فصلي عند الصلاه والتمس. When we say we want to pray in salah, what we do? No, we pray. And the salah is prayer. So people pray five prayers, is not? Or nawafil, as much as they like, and the salah. فصلي. Allah said to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, for me, taking me, salah. Is not? So what did Prophet, he prayed the five obligations or more? He prayed more. He was thanking his Lord by praying more. His salah is not like our salah. His salah is between the head of his Lord, his Creator, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the head of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayna yaday rabbih. He's praying in that holy place where he is in the divine presence of his Lord. When he say Allahu Akbar, you think he is looking at the, as we look at the Imam? When he say Allahu Akbar, he is in that Isra and Mi'raj. Every prayer for him is a mi'raj for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awliya Allah, they say that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every nafas, breath is a mi'raj. When he inhaled is a mi'raj, when he exhaled is a mi'raj. To his nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like us. Fasalli, pray. And this is also order to us to pray. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the big scholars, a big awliya, one of the inheritors of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, also Arthur, said that I found that my prayers, I'm praying, I have to pray the five obligations, the five prayers a day. It's a must on every Muslim. You cannot say I am Muslim and you don't pray. You have to pray. But I found something that makes my Lord more happy and makes me in a better situation. And they asked, what is that? He said, Salah came through the verse of Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ يُصَلُّونَ. And Salah is Salah. So that Salah, if I make it in excess, what I will get in return for obligation, you will get that you prayed your prayer, so you will be not responsible in judgment day that you didn't pray to go to hellfire. That saved you from hellfire, but not more. But when someone, if I go to a, today you go to a meeting and you see a minister there, of a country, what you do? You run to shake hands with him. Is that? If you see a president, what you do? You jump, you throw yourself to shake hands with him. If you see a king, today's kings are tyrants. No one says. If you see a king, what you do? You'll be crying to reach him. Is that? To take picture. To say that I met them. And if he says to you, Salaamu Alaikum, oh, you'll be very happy. If he didn't say Salaamu Alaikum, he kept quiet, still not happy because you shake hands with him. If you didn't shake anything with him, still you see him for a friend of him. You say, I was in that gathering, isn't it? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى علي مرة صلى الله بها علي عشر. Whoever prayed on me one time, Allah prayed on him 10 times. So, Allah gave whose better prayer? Our prayer or Allah's prayer? When you are praying on Prophet, you are getting 10 times Allah praying for you. Which is better? There is no difference. There is no way to measure the difference between your prayer and Allah's prayer on you. When you do your obligation with 5 prayers, this is, you have to do it. Allah is not going to pray on you because you prayed the 5. That's obligation. Allah is going to pray on you when you pray on His beloved Muhammad. We are short-minded. That's why when they tell you, and this is what they say, don't listen to them. They say excessive prayer on Prophet is shirk. Because it might get you from looking at Allah one less and praising Prophet. And Allah can praise him, I will praise you. So it is a difficult for us to praise Prophet in return Allah praise us. Which is better? Let them praise Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, but the shaitan or Iblis will praise them. No problem. We are happy with whom we are praising, they are happy with whom they are praising. Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab is very happy with them because he is in the hand of Iblis. He knows them the way he likes. You think Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, how much he is going to stand feeling shy in the Yawm al-Qiyamah in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With what he did to discredit Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And causing the whole generation of Muslims today to be a disciple of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muslims, very few masajid like you. Don't think that you are losing. No. If you stand day and night praising Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not enough for his right, due right on us. Allah said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah is going to keep giving you until you are happy. He said in أَعْطَيْنَاكَ, we have given you the abundance, but still we are keep giving you in Surah Al-Duha. We are still giving you until you are happy. The Prophet is not happy until he gets everything. What he said to him, Allah, when he knew, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his Prophet to be happy, he said, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. What does that mean in English? Didn't he see you orphan and Allah gave you shelter? Isn't that? How you explain that in English? What does that mean? What's mean of orphan? Means no parents, alone. What Allah gave him? Shelter. He was alone. Means, don't take it literally it says, it's okay, literally meaning of it, that you didn't have a father, I took care of you, I arrange for someone to take care of you. And then you lost your mother, then I arrange your uncle to take care for you. It's okay. But the meaning, orphan, means someone that has nothing, has no connection, he's alone. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was alone, he is alone, and he's still alone. What does that mean? Means Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one to resemble. He's alone, he's one in his creation. He is Muhammad Rasulullah, standing beside La ilaha illallah. Alone! You cannot stand beside him. You cannot put yourself there. Allah didn't put anyone beside him. After La ilaha illallah, he put only Muhammad Rasulullah. Means Muhammad represents the whole creation. What is? So he's orphan, he's alone, means he disconnected himself completely from this dunya. That dunya is everything for us, for it is like our father and like our mother. Is that? That is the meaning here. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want that dunya to be like his father and his mother. That is the meaning of yatim. Means, I'm your Rabbi, helpless in your presence. I'm not looking after that dunya that is my father and my mother. Because all human beings, when it comes to money, when it comes to a house, when it comes to a car, you forget your mother, you forget your father, you forget your wife, you forget your children. Huh? So means this whole dunya is the father and mother. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yatim, Allah describing him, means he disconnected himself from dunya. So what Allah gave him? Shelter. Fa'u ila al-kahf. Allah gave him the cave. When he disconnected himself, what Allah gave him? Come to me. Make a ghar hira, seclusion. There is nothing there except my worshipness. You are my servant and I am your Lord. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stay in meditation, muraqabah. 40 days, complete. Allah ordered Sayyidina Musa to make seclusion once in his life, to give him the Torah. Sayyidina Muhammad was doing it all his life, going to Har Hira since he was young, and doing seclusion, remembering, because he disconnected himself from dunya. So what Allah said? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَرْضِ It's going to give you until you will be happy. He saw you orphan, you disconnected yourself from dunya, I gave you shelter, everything for you. I gave you Akhirah, I put you in Bahrul Kudra. And what he said then? فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. So when you meditate to me, you disconnected yourself from this dunya as father and mother, I show you seeking my way. You want to come to me. So the way to come to me, I guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. I gave you what? Ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin. I gave you everything from beginning to end. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one sahaba said, that one day Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up in the masjid, and from that moment, till the judgment day, he told us everything going to happen. Every single event that's going to happen, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it to the Sahaba. And this is from the signs of the last days. Allah gave him that hidayah, that guidance. That's why there is no one being guided except Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he was guided, what happened? وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. When I guided you, Ya Muhammad, I sent you. You don't speak except revelation. You open your mind is revelation. You speak is revelation. You do anything is revelation. That's why he said, I gave you hidayah. Hey, what hidayah? When Allah wants to give, inna atainaka al-kawthar, from the abundance, I gave you the abundance. When he wants to give hidayah to Sayyidina Muhammad, it's from that abundance, means there is no limit. So then what he said? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. What does that mean? He found you, that you have a family. He found you that you are raising عَائِلًا, means you have someone to give, to take care of, to raise them. So I gave you fa'aghna, I gave you wealth. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. I saw you need responsibility towards your children or your family. I gave you wealth in order that you can take care of them. They say that Muhammad was tying the rock on his stomach. So what kind of wealth he got? That is not one. Uhud came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, I will cease to work completely. Allah ordered me. If you work, he said, no. So what kind of wealth Allah gave? أَلَمْ يَزِدْكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Who is the family of Prophet? His ummah. When he was born, he said, Ummati, Ummati. As soon as he was born, in the seerah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the seerah of the birthday of Prophet, he went into sajda. And he said, Ya Rabbi, my ummah, ummati, ummati. In his life, he is saying, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. In Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, he was asking Allah shafa'a for the ummah. In the day when he was dying, he was asking, ummati, ummati. In the holy grave, he is asking ummati, ummati. In the judgment day, he is asking ummati, ummati. First to come out is his ummah. So Allah said, أَلَنْ جَجِدْكَ عَائِلًا وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Means, I saw you, means, I knew you are concerned about your ummah. I gave you the wealth to take your ummah to first. So when I give all this to you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I gave you the word. What is the word? Mal dunya or rahmat al akhirah? You want the dunya, the money of dunya, or you want the mercy of akhirah? So Prophet didn't want dunya. He wants the akhirah. I give that. I saw you. You need. You are asking for your ummah. You are asking. You are asking. This is your family. The ummah is your family. I'm giving them to you. You take them whatever you want to do with them. And that's why if you read one of the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari in Sahih, in his Al-Mufrad, he said that at the end of the hadith, the long hadith, that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the judgment day, he made a sajda, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala inspired him with dua that he never made it before, he never knew it before. And then he raised his head and Allah said to him, sell tu'ta. As I will give you. He asked his ummah out from hellfire. three times. So Allah said to Sayyidina Nuh, when he said to his son, Ya Bunay Ta'ar Tab Ma'ala, he said, Sa'awi ila jabal al-asimuni min al-ma. Qala la asim al-yawma min amri Allah. He said, Oh my son, come to the boat with us. He said, No, I'm going to find a mountain that I will save myself. He said, There is no way to save, no one can be saved today from Allah's order. Then when he asked Allah, when his son got gone under the water, he said, Nuh said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, inna bni min ahli. He said, This my son is my family. He said, No, it's not. Inna wa'amalun ghayru salih. He said, act that's not good. The family of the Prophet are those who love the Prophet. Those who remember the Prophet. Those who praise the Prophet. Those in every moment, in every second, their goal, their world, their love is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there is other people who their love is to someone else, then they are excluded from this wealth. May Allah bring them back, these people. Yes. They say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So what Allah said at the end, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَتِي رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Ya Muhammad, I gave you all this. Tell everyone about it. Let them be happy. Let them be happy with my favor on you that goes to them. Because Sayyidina Muhammad didn't want something for himself. He wanted for his own. He said, tell them, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَتِي رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, with his favor on you, tell the people, tell them they are going to go to paradise with your shafa'ah. That is a drop of a little bit of essence, perfume from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praise it. When he said, if I stand from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the judgment day, standing by the holy grave of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day and night, praising on him is not enough. Is not enough. That's why he said, Allah is praising his Prophet. Because all human being praising is like a drop in an ocean. But Allah praising is the ocean. Ocean is being dropped on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From us is a drop. But we hope that that drop will be one time entering that ocean and it becomes ocean. Because it disappeared. And that's why he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That drop of spirit that Allah gave, that ruh Allah gave you, is go back to its ocean, to its origin. And its origin in Allah's knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep guiding us toward the love of His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will end with a nice story of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Qaddasallahu Sirruhu. One day, he was moving by the Nahr Dijla, the river of Dijla, what's it called in English? I don't know. The Euphrates? Yeah, now it's famous. So he was moving with one of his murids, but that murid is not a normal, it's a very high level murid. And as they were moving, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani wanted to test his murid. That's why it's very important to surrender to Allah's will. people today, they, all of us, we say on our tongue, but reality still we are struggling. Our love is still struggling. We are happy to be related to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Shirazi, related to the life, to the family of the Prophet, related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, related to awliya, related to sahaba. But still, it's my tongue, not my heart. It's qawl. You need it fa'lan. Not only qawlan, walakin fa'lan. Not by tongue only, but by action. So, look at that murid. They went on a hill, and Dijla is, you can see it, they came to a hill on the side of Dijla. And now the Shaykh wants to test his murid. Can you do that? We see that. So Sayyidina Abu Qadir al-Shilani, as they were moving and discussing about tariqah and spirituality and so on, he pushed his murid, falling from a very high cliff. He doesn't know how to swim. Falling from up, very high place. Of course, he's going to die, to the ocean, to that river, going down. What you will do in that situation, if that happened? You begin to astaghfirullah, all your anger will be thrown on your teacher. What that man did, his heart never, nothing whispered in his heart. Why the Shaykh threw me, or why the Shaykh didn't throw me, only came to his heart that I deserve that, and my fate is in the hand of my Shaykh, he knows better. And he was falling to death. Not even his tongue moved. When someone throw you from a bridge into the ocean, what will happen? You die before you reach, from heart attack. That murid was falling, surrender, not moving right or left, going down. And his Shaykh let him to go, Sayyidina Abu Qadir al-Jilani let him to go down. As soon as he touching the water and his heart covered Shaykh, the hand of the Shaykh raised him up. The hand of Sayyidina Abu Qadir al-Jilani came under him, put him up to the cliff. And he gave him his trust, amanat. He gave him everything open for him, ilmul ladunni. The heavenly teaching that Allah gave to him through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he inherited that murid. Awliya Allah, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, they have that power. One time, Sayyidina Israel coming down to take a soul of one of his murid, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir, I'm ending with that. Although the Wahhabi doesn't like to hear these things, but who cares? He was Sayyidina Azrael, the angel of death, coming. And you know, the awliya Allah, their hearts are open. As soon as he saw Sayyidina Azrael, the angel of death, coming, he said, Ya Rabbi, this is my murid. And I didn't yet got him to the final stages of discipline of the tariqah, of the Qadiri, Jilani tariqah. Ya Rabbi, don't take his soul. And as soon as he said that, Sayyidina Jibreel stopped. Sayyidina Azrael stopped. And heard a voice. Man ada li waliyan, adantuhu bil harb. Whoever come against one of my awliya, I declare war on him. Ya Azrael, this is my way, it's no problem. Let him give. I am giving his murid 37 years of age more. These are awliyaullah. And this is masjid al-A'zam, al-Ghawth al-A'zam. They cut, in Pakistani language, they cut al-Tarif. Al-Ghawth al-A'zam, they say Ghawth al-A'zam. They cut, never. You think, when all of you are in that tariqat or not? You are in that tariqat, not yet. Qadiri tariqat? Ghawth al-A'zam. You think when you name a masjid and you have that love to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, you think these awliya are present in their graves? No. They are not present. Allah doesn't prison them. They are their place. It's like paradise. They are free. It's at Hayat al-Barzakhir. When someone, a wali, reach a level of wilaya and reach a level of ghawsiya, you think he is not free? He is inheriting that secret from Prophet ﷺ. Can you say Prophet is prisoned in his grave? We say Hadar Nazir. So awliyaullah are with their Prophet ﷺ. When you say this masjid is under Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, for sure, he is looking from his place to whom is coming to this masjid. And that barakah is coming. This is the barakah of awliyaullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in their ways and to follow the footsteps of their ways and to be able to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless you all. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين أستغفر الله. السلام عليكم
ورحمة الله.